What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Undeniable Proof Pearly Things is a Scumbag. Now, as we can see here in this post by John Anthony Lifestyle, he's gonna be on Pearly Things live stream in the next day or two. And actually, he's also gonna be on a live stream with King Riches. For those of you guys who don't know, King Riches is one of the house Negroes on Pearly Things Plantation. For those guys of you who don't know, Pearly Things is literally buying up black men podcasters where they will be part of her team. Kind of like how Steven Crowder, Daily Wire, who are all controlled oppositions, by the way, just like they're able to sign people to work exclusively for them, this is what Pearly Things is doing. She is signing up all these black men to exclusively work for her and push whatever agenda she has. Now, John Anthony Lifestyle, for those of you guys who don't know, he is a degenerate. He lives a very, very hedonistic life. He claims to have slept with over 1,500 women. This guy effectively doesn't have a soul, okay? Now, personally, I don't care about John Anthony Lifestyle. I don't care about him because the only people who want to be associated with John Anthony Lifestyle are scumbags. Now, this is why Pearly Things is a undeniable scumbag herself now. You see, Pearly Things, she wants to make women into housewives. In fact, Pearly Things has a school titled Wifey School by Pearly Things. So what's happening, guys, is that Pearly Things, her mission is to turn women into housewives. Now, on the outside, for you guys out there watching this, you're like, hey, Amr, good on Pearly for wanting women to be housewives. Good on Fresh and Fit for wanting women to better themselves and become good women. What you guys fail to understand is that Fresh and Fit, Pearly Things, these are all CIA assets whose job is to push an agenda so you guys can go back onto the plantation on steroids. What Islam tells us, guys, is that a woman can lead a good man astray. This is what Islam tells us. Now, you guys want to know the difference between me and Satan? Do you guys want to know the only difference between Amr Mitwali and Satan himself? The only difference between us is that Satan refuses to be submissive to God. At the end of the day, guys, me and Satan have the same access to everything in Islam. In fact, you guys have the same access to the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad. There is nothing I or Satan have that you Muslims out there, so-called Muslims out there, have access to. It's just that you guys are easily taken advantage of, because like I said, vast majority of Muslims out there, deep down, they are ashamed of Muhammad, they are ashamed of Allah, they are ashamed of Islam as a whole. This is why a lot of Muslim men, they look up to Andrew Tate, because, you know, one of them validates our religion. There's a reason why Muslim women are the biggest hoes on the face of the planet. It's because they flat out hate Islam. Now, I'm going to show you guys that all these manosphere people out there, they're all trying to push the same agenda. Tribe of Men, you know, I've heard a couple of bad things about the Tribe of Men, that he's really shaming guys to go back onto the plantation again. There was a community post here by there it is. See, this is a Fresh and Fit gang, you know, not Fresh and Fit. This is the Andrew Tate people, Sterling Cooper. They're all trying to push this fake masculinity. Look at me, bro. I got a gun, bro. Ain't I alpha, bro? I can go to the gun range right now and dress up just like you, bro. What's up, you know? These guys over here, man, it's the same thing. They want you to be a pseudo alpha male. They want you to be, you know, Mr. Fake Gun telling woman, get the fuck out of my podcast. And all this, they're doing all this so you can be part of their tribe to buy into their program. Guys, real alpha males, they don't want your money. Did the Prophet Muhammad charge people to become Muslim? No, he didn't. Real alpha males, they give you the knowledge. What you want to do with that knowledge, up to you. You want to give in charity, up to you. You want to donate, up to you. In fact, the prophets are not allowed to accept donations. Did you guys know that? Prophets are not allowed to accept donations, you know. I'm not a prophet, but I don't like to accept donations. Hey, listen, man. I'm on a DoorDash order right now, okay? I'm on a DoorDash order right now. Sometimes people say, hey, Amr, here's $5. Do I tell them, no, I don't want your charity? I take it, you know? Why not? So, but I don't actively ask for donations. Have you guys realized that I'm not shilling Patreon? I'm not shilling donations for myself anymore. I'm telling you guys, if you want to support MGTOW TV, you want to support me, support the content creators. Because when you give to the content creators on MGTOW TV or Give Send Bro, you know, I make anywhere from 5 to 10% on that money. So there's no legitimate reason for me, Amr Metwali, to ask for charity of you. All these guys out there who ask for charity of you, whether it's Blue Pill Mullahs, it's because they don't want to work a real job. They just don't have the IQ to go out and actually make money. So they just tell you, oh, give me money. This is charity money. Da'wah for Islam. Nah, bro. You just don't have what it takes to actually legitimately make money. So you just pander to these people. That's really all you do, okay? Then opposite of that, you got Sterling Cooper, Andrew Tate, saying, yeah, man, you want to hang out with me, bro? You want to shoot guns, bro? Join Hustler University. Join fucking, you know, the war room. So we can go shoot fucking guns, you know? Because real men shoot guns. Listen, guys, I, Amr Metwali, I have nothing against guns. Personally, guys, I don't like guns, to be honest with you. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad never used a sword. Do you guys know that? The Prophet Muhammad never used a sword. You know, the only time the Prophet Muhammad actually had to use a sword was in self-defense, okay? For those of you guys who don't know, the Prophet Muhammad was on a battlefield, and I think the Muslims were losing at the time. So the Prophet Muhammad's vanguard was kind of scattered, and one of the enemies of Islam came running at the Prophet Muhammad with his sword out. So the Prophet Muhammad took out his sword, you know, closed his eyes, and the guy impaled himself on the Prophet Muhammad's sword. So the Prophet Muhammad did not actively go out to kill men. Guys, I, Amr Metwali, I don't own a gun. You want to know why? Because I don't want to kill people, okay? The way I see it, if you have to go out, buy a gun to kill people with it, then you are inherently in a wrong, bad situation. Okay, again, guys, if you guys want guns, by all means, guys, go out, get guns. You know, I have nothing against guns. I just don't like guns, and a lot like the Prophet Muhammad, I'm not out there to kill other men. I want to help men not take their life. And if I was in a situation where I was, where I had to get a gun to kill other men, then that's not a good situation to be in. Unless, of course, you know, you're on the battlefield and you're fighting against bad men, in which case, that's a different story altogether. But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys here, And I'm getting close to the customer's place right now, so I'm going to make this video quick, believe it or not. Is that the point that I'm trying to get to you guys out here is that all these people out there who are trying to pass off pseudo alpha male like Sterling Cooper and what have you, these fake women like Pearly Things. As far as we know, guys, Pearly Things can be a fucking tranny for all we know, to be honest with you. Even though, really, she may not be a tranny, but she damn well looks like a tranny. That bitch is bigger than me, you know, and I'm 6'3", so what does that tell you? But the point here, guys, is that all these guys out there, whether it's Andrew Tate, Sterling Cooper, Fresh and Fit, fucking Pearly Things, they're all CIA assets. At the end of the day, all these people, they want you to go back on the plantation on steroids, you know. These guys are telling you all the same thing. You are the problem with women. You just wasn't alpha enough, brah. You didn't shower and shave, brah. You are the problem, brah. Guys, MGTOW is the only solution. And one last thing, special shout out to Crimson Hawk. Crimson Hawk made a beautiful video today about keeping your mouth shut when it comes to women. Don't correct women. What do you see Fresh and Fit doing? They tell women all the time, don't tell men your body count. Don't post pictures of yourself on private yachts. Tell men that you stay home and read the Quran all day. This is what Fresh and Fit and Andrew Tate tell women. Why? Because they tell women that because on behalf of CIA, on behalf of Satan, they want good men to get misled by these horrible, horrible women. Like Crimson Hawk said, guys, let women make their mistakes, don't correct women. Because when you, as a man, whether you're Andrew Tate, Sterling Cooper, or even that dumb hoe Pearly Things, when you correct women, all you're really doing is that you're having them better mislead good men. That's all you're doing. Again, like the Prophet Muhammad said, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. The Prophet Muhammad said, a woman is like the most crooked bone, most crooked part of the most crooked bone, rib bone. If you try to straighten her, she will break. So, bottom line, all you guys out there who are trying to save these women, you're actually doing something that's against Islam. Lastly, what does Islam tell us? Al-yaghshina laysa minna. Those who cheat us are not of us. So Pearly Things, Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, all these people who are correcting women so women can be better liars, manipulators, and cheaters, they're not of the Islamic faith. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.